Was that gospel reading too short? Seemed a little short. I really am amazed when I stop and think that it was almost 4 years ago that I had the great pleasure of meeting you for the first time as pastor. And what astonishing things God has taught me through you and inspired me to do through you. I promised when I arrived that I would do everything I knew how, simply to keep you informed of what's going on. And I'm learning new ways to do that together. I've asked at the masses this weekend that a member of the pastoral council, along with a member of the finance council, just simply provide you with sort of a state of the parish. You know, who are we and how are we doing? So I'd like to invite Carmen, who I haven't seen yet. I think it's Carmen. Hi, Carmen. Could you work your way up here, please? And I think Dave is representing the finance council as well. And the finance council and the pastoral council are the two very leading advisory groups that really try to help guide with mission and try to help guide with how that mission can happen. So I'm really, really pleased to introduce Carmen Barbosa, who's one of our pastoral council members. Thanks, Carmen.
Good afternoon. I'm Carmen Barbosa, and I am a current member of the pastoral council. Our parish mission statement defines us. It gives us purpose and focus. Let us recite together our parish mission statement. And there should be up here and up here. So if you don't know it, we'll all know it together. Encountering the risen Lord Jesus Christ, living as his missionary disciples, and sharing in fullness of life in the spirit of Saint Therese. As pastoral council members, we strive to guide the direction of the parish in many areas, including our spiritual life, pastoral ministry, and all related ministries and activities. We do this by always focusing on our parish mission statement as our guiding light. At Little Flower, we work together toward building our parish to be faith-filled, a faith-filled community that will help each one of us encounter our risen Lord Jesus, not only within our parish, but also in our greater community. We prioritize living as his missionary disciples. We see evidence of this as the St. Vincent de Paul Society continues to serve so many because of our generous support. Now we look forward to welcoming and embracing new neighbors, sunshine communities, as we seek new opportunities to minister to them. Finally, truly sharing his fullness of life in the spirit of Saint Therese offers countless opportunities for us to follow by performing loving acts of kindness and service to others. We are especially grateful for the leadership, expertise, and stewardship shown by our finance council. Together, we will continue to serve you, our parish family, and to keep our parish mission statement firmly in sight. I would like to introduce Dave Parchik of the finance council, who will now speak to you about our parish financial outlook. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon. I am Dave Barchik, and I'm a member of the Parish Finance Council. Father Dave obviously asked some of us to speak about and give you an update on the financial situation in the parish, which is what I will do. First of all, I'd like to just give a big, simple message and just say thank you. I don't think there are any more powerful words to say than that. Our financial results have been strong, and they continue to get stronger. And that is thanks to your generosity and the faith of our parish family. If you look around, you'll see every weekend that the pews, every Saturday and Sunday, are pretty much full. And that's a testament to your faith in God and your faith in our parish mission here at Little Flower. Offertory contributions for our financial year through April, and the financial year starts in July, so roughly 10 months in, the offertory contributions are up 9%. And that's compared to the same period a year ago. We've also seen extraordinary faithfulness in the parishioners following through on their personal commitments to the Seeds of Faith campaign. We have a beautiful worship space. The modernization has been absolutely wonderful and complemented by not only parishioners but others. It was completed, as you may remember, in early 2014, and it was partly funded by a loan from the diocese, and we need to repay that through the Seeds of Faith campaign. You will be very pleased to know that 97% of those who pledged have been continuing to pledge, which is an astonishingly high percentage. And we hope that that continues. For those of you that are making pledges or making your payments, please continue to do so. We continue to get those who are new to the parish and they're making contributions. And we also ask that if you have not done so, that you take advantage of one of the yellow envelopes and make a contribution to the Seeds of Faith program. This will help us pay down the interest debt that we still have with the diocese. Over the period of July to April, if you take out the activity from Seeds of Faith, we're running a surplus of about $60,000. This compares to what we had budgeted of about $12,000. The most significant reasons for this are obviously an increase in the offertory contributions, special gifts to the parish, and the sale of the 5 acres on Olympia to the Sunshine Communities for their planned construction of the 2 homes for the individuals with disabilities. The welcome that this parish has shown to the Sunshine community has been really overwhelming and heartwarming, and the proceeds from that sale are going to help offset costs related to repairs of this building, and especially the first phase of the boiler replacement and the heating and air conditioning upgrades which were completed this year. There are always challenges. The biggest that we will have is the other boiler, which is 50 years old. It's beyond its sell-by date. we continue, you know, to make repairs as things go along. But our reliance on this system obviously is expensive, whether through inefficiencies, constant repairs, or higher utility bills that we experience because we don't have a more efficient system. Obviously, there are other challenges from operating a building and a campus of this size and of this age, but we've got ongoing roof repairs to consider. We're always having to pave a parking lot or do something. Those of you are very much aware of that. And I think one of the greatest things that we're really embarking on with Father's approval and guidance is we've contracted with the architecture firm SSOE, a great local architecture engineering firm, and they're gonna perform a facilities analysis for us, which means they're gonna go soup to nuts, or you know, from point A to point Z, and just look at everything here on the campus, the school, the church, all the buildings, everything and how everything operates, and give us a sense of, you know, what's the remaining life on some of this equipment and some of these buildings, what should be replaced and what can just be repaired, so that we have some kind of a plan in place over the next 5 to 10 years to plan for maintenance and not just always encounter some emergency and have to come to you, you know, in a great state of need. So we're really looking forward to how this might work. It's something we've not done before, but we think planning is really the way to go to be the best stewards of the funds that you provide to us every year, every week. So we will give you a further update on that the next time that we're asked to present. So in short, finances are strong and they're getting stronger. Can't thank you enough again for the faith and the generosity that you put in this parish, and I will end the way that I started and just say, on behalf of everyone who's involved in this, thank you.
That's probably the best homily you've heard from me ever. Well, let's stand, and with confidence, profess this great gift of faith that has been entrusted to us, with which we are to share with others.